This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. As a CEO, you're constantly pushing for business growth, right? Focusing on lead generation and, of course, maximizing that marketing ROI.
Absolutely. It's top of mind.
But let's be honest. If you're like many leaders we talk to, you've probably invested in SEO before and found the results. Well, maybe less than what you hoped for.
That's a familiar story. Very common.
It is. It's a common frustration. And, you know, a lot of the time it seems to come down to some deeply ingrained misinformation.
Exactly.
So our mission today is really to cut through that noise. We're going to unpack the most damaging SEO myths that CEOs like you need to absolutely avoid. We're pulling insights directly from an SEO specialist here.
That's right.
And this deep dive, it's designed to equip you with the knowledge to make truly informed decisions. To leverage SEO is the powerful long-term growth strategy it really can be. Okay, let's unpack this.
Absolutely. And, you know, understanding these myths isn't just about avoiding frustration. It's fundamental because, well, misinformation can lead directly to wasted resources. Big time.
Wasted money, wasted time.
And a lot of missed opportunities, too. So our goal here is really to arm you, the listener, with a smarter, much more effective approach to your entire digital growth strategy.
Okay, let's jump right in then. Myth number one. The widespread idea that SEO delivers, like, instant results.
Ah, the instant gratification myth.
Yeah. It's a very tempting parallel to draw, maybe with something like Google Ads, you know.
Yeah.
You launch a campaign, you expect traffic to just immediately start rolling in.
Right. You flip a switch, money goes in, traffic comes out.
Exactly. And it feels like it should work that way with SEO too, doesn't it? But that expectation, it often misguides those initial SEO efforts.
It really does. The truth of the matter is SEO is fundamentally a long-term investment. It genuinely takes months, sometimes, you know, 6, maybe even 9 months to generate truly significant results.
Months, not days or weeks.
Correct. Think of it less like a quick campaign and more like building a strategic asset for your business. It's almost like product development in that sense. While paid ads, like PPC, they can indeed bring those quick wins, SEO, it builds sustainable organic visibility that actually compounds over time.
Compounds. How so?
Well, the authority you build, the relevant signals you send to Google, they grow stronger. So the payoff in the long run is typically a higher ROI, better brand authority, and importantly, a consistently lower cost per acquisition compared to what you might keep paying for ads indefinitely.
Okay, so what should you do instead? How do you manage that expectation?
It's about setting realistic expectations from the start and investing in a really well-structured SEO strategy. Instead of chasing that immediate traffic spike, you should set your initial ROI metrics on, say, consistent keyword ranking improvements.
Oh, okay.
And increased user engagement on your targeted pages. Are people staying longer? Are they clicking through? Those are your real indicators of early success. They pave the way for leads much further down the line.
That reframing of SEO as an asset build, that's really insightful. But, you know, if it takes months to see those tangible lead generation results, how do you convince a CEO or maybe yourself to stay the course? Especially when, you know, quarterly reports are looming?
That's a great question, a very practical one.
Yeah. What do those measurable milestones look like practically in the meantime?
Right. So we advise clients to look beyond just the immediate lead count in those early months. Focus on metrics like, improved keyword rankings for your core target terms. Are you moving up?
Yeah.
Increased organic traffic specifically to high value pages, your key service pages, for instance, and those user engagement signals I mentioned. Time on page, bounce rate, pages per session.
Got it. So signs that people are actually finding value.
Exactly. These are indicators that your content is resonating, that you're attracting the right audience. And that's the crucial groundwork for future conversions, showing consistent improvement in these areas month over month. That keeps the momentum going and builds confidence in the strategy.
Indeed. And, okay, as you wait for those long-term results, a different kind of misconception often surfaces once rankings do start to climb. Which brings us neatly to myth number two.
Right.
High rankings automatically mean more leads. Such a common assumption, isn't it? Simply reaching the top of Google, page one, position one, that's the finish line. That guarantees conversions. So what does this all mean for your actual bottom line?
Yeah, it feels like it should be the end goal, but what's often overlooked is that rankings alone, they just don't guarantee conversions. It's only half the battle.
Mm-hmm.
If your website or that specific page doesn't engage visitors properly, or worse, if the content on that high-ranking page doesn't actually align with what the searcher really wanted when they typed that query.
They bounce.
They'll simply leave without converting into a lead or a customer. So SEO isn't just about driving traffic volume. It's about attracting the right traffic, those ideal prospects for your business, and then crucially, turning those visitors into leads.
Okay, so quality over just quantity of visitors.
Yeah, precisely. If your page is ranking number one, but it has, say, a really high bounce rate and low time on page, that's a clear red flag. It signals a misalignment between the search intent and the user experience you're providing.
So what's the fix?
To achieve real business results, you need to treat your high-ranking pages like conversion hubs, not just traffic magnets. You need to focus on optimizing your website's content, your calls to action, the CTAs, and the overall user experience, the UX.
Making it easy and compelling for them to take the next step.
Exactly. How intuitive is it? How satisfying is it for visitors to interact with your site? And, you know, don't shy away from A/B testing, things like CTA placement, button colors, messaging. See what truly resonates and drives those conversions.
That focus on continuous optimization, you know, for leads, not just rankings, it really underscores our next point. Because myth number three highlights a trap that I think many fall into, the set it and forget it mindset.
Yes, the one and done approach.
Yeah. This is that maybe some CEOs or marketing teams might hire an agency, get a few pages optimized initially, and then just kind of expect leads to continuously roll in forever.
Yeah.
You know, without any further effort.
Right. Tick the SEO box, move on. Unfortunately, that's just not how SEO works in actual practice. Not even close.
Why not?
Well, SEO is, by its very nature, an ongoing process. It requires continuous optimization, regular content updates, link building, technical checks, and constant adaptation to Google's ever-changing algorithms. They update things constantly.
It's not static.
Not at all. It's not a static campaign you launch once. It's truly an evolving strategy. So what you should do instead is treat SEO as a dynamic, living part of your business.
Like tending a garden, maybe?
That's a good analogy. You need to regularly update your content. Is it still relevant? Is it still accurate? Is it still performing as well as it could be? You need to analyze its performance deeply and adjust your tactics based on those data-driven insights.
This raises an important question, though. How adaptable is your current strategy? Are you reviewing it regularly?
That's the key question businesses need to ask themselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, in that continuous effort, a temptation often arises to look for shortcuts, especially around keywords, which leads us directly into myth number four.
Oh, keywords, yes.
The idea that more keywords equals better rankings. This is a very tempting idea, isn't it? Especially when maybe some agencies might promise quick wins by simply, well, stuffing your website with keywords.
It does sound like a quick win on the surface, I get that. But it's a trap. It's an old school tactic that Google has been actively penalizing for years now.
Penalizing? How?
Lower rankings, or even getting removed from search results in extreme cases. Not only does keyword stuffing look completely unnatural to actual human users, severely impacting their experience, but Google's algorithms are smart enough to see it for what it is. Manipulation.
So it backfires.
Massively. The fundamental truth today is that search engines prioritize user experience, UX. That means quality content and relevance matter far, far more than just sheer keyword volume. What's fascinating here, actually, is the shift. It's not just about getting keywords on a page anymore. It's about proving topic authority.
Topic authority. What does that mean exactly?
It means showing Google that you are a comprehensive, trustworthy resource for a whole subject area, not just one specific keyword. So instead of stuffing, you should focus on creating genuinely valuable, engaging content that naturally includes relevant keywords and related terms within a broader context.
Think bigger picture.
Exactly. Think. Huh. What comprehensive answer can you provide that Google would see as the ultimate resource for a cluster of related search queries? Your keyword research should absolutely guide your content strategy, provide the direction, but it shouldn't dictate it to the point of sounding robotic or unnatural. Value first.
That's a very powerful shift in perspective, isn't it? Moving from just keywords to truly owning a topic. Okay, now for our final myth today, myth number five.
Let's tackle it.
The belief that SEO and PPC shouldn't work together. There's this common misconception out there that SEO, organic search, and PPC, that's pay-per-click advertising, like Google Ads, are somehow competing strategies, that they should be kept completely separate, maybe even managed by different teams.
Yeah, you see this a lot, siloed thinking. But in reality, they complement each other beautifully. It's much less about competition and far more about synergy.
Synergy, how so?
Well, combining SEO with PPC actually leads to better overall search engine results, page dominance, you can own more real estate.
Yeah.
It often leads to higher conversion rates too, and can even help lower your ad costs over time.
Interesting, lower ad costs.
Yeah, for instance, insights from SEO about high converting organic keywords can inform your PPC campaigns, making them more efficient. And data from PPC, like which ad copy resonates, can inform your SEO meta descriptions and titles.
Oh, okay. So they feed each other.
Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, it's about creating a powerful, holistic digital marketing ecosystem, not isolated channels.
Now, what's the recommended approach?
The best approach, generally, is to use PPC for that immediate visibility. You capture demand right now, especially for high-intent keywords. While you're doing that, you're simultaneously building your long-term SEO strength to capture future organic demand sustainably.
Get the short-term win while building the long-term asset.
Precisely. And you can also get quite strategic. For example, you can retarget visitors who came to your site organically, maybe didn't convert. You can retarget them with paid ads later. This helps maximize your conversions, turning those initial curious glances into, hopefully, concrete business outcomes.
Makes sense.
You know, I've seen clients dump thousands into just SEO, expecting that overnight magic, only to realize months later they were looking for a sprint in what's really a marathon race.
Right.
Combining it smartly with PPC gives you that sprint capacity while you build the stamina for the marathon.
That's a great way to put it. Okay, so to kind of summarize our deep dive today, avoiding these really common SEO myths is absolutely essential if you want to build a more effective, more data-driven digital strategy.
Couldn't agree more.
SEO isn't a quick fix. I think that much is clear now. But when it's done correctly, with the right understanding and that long-term adaptive mindset we talked about, it really does deliver sustainable growth and often a consistently higher return on investment than many other channels.
Definitely.
So if your past SEO efforts didn't generate the real business results you were looking for, hopefully understanding these points we've discussed today gives you a smarter, more informed approach moving forward.
And perhaps one final thought for you to consider. Given how rapidly digital landscapes and, you know, Google's algorithms change, think about how embracing this reality of continuous adaptation in SEO might empower your strategy across all areas of your business.
Interesting. Beyond just SEO.
Yeah, not just search engine optimization. What other areas of your business might benefit from this kind of long-term adaptive mindset? Where else could you potentially stop looking for those instant results and instead start focusing on building valuable long-term assets? Something to think about.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30-plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.